Mr. President, the district has been experiencing repairs of, or failures of the pod using water service lines to each individual homes and similar as other agencies, and we've been on a program of replacing these services. We have two areas, like Thompson Road Estates and Polk Road Subdivision, where the curb and gutters are in, and it's simpler to maybe pull copper in place to replace the services. And to do that, staff went out and requested bids to provide this service to the district. And we received four bids in, and TLC Backhoe was the lowest bid of $29,175. May I qualify the bid? That the bid was put together for comparison purposes, where we estimated the number of single services, number of dual services, and number of four services. These services may vary once we get into the actual construction of the project, the replacement of the project. So the dollar amount is there for bidding purposes. The actual dollar amount of the project once completed may be different from that to bid.
Everyone got the same RFP information, right, obviously, so right, we can assume there would be a little increase or decrease.
Right. And then some of the board members were asking, well, this compare this would be hired two staff members and acquire the necessary equipment. Contacted the rental people and asked them where to rent the necessary equipment to perform this work, backhoe, air compressor, dump trucks, jackhammers, et cetera, tools. And the district hired two staff using sick leave, insurance, workman's compensation, vacation. And the total dollar amount is about almost $14,000 per month for having district crews and having them do the work. We anticipate that the district crew would replace maybe about four services per day. So it takes someplace around 2.5 to 3 months. The production to start up would probably be slow, getting the procedure down. This cost does not include any supervision and any other incidental things that may pop up associated with this, such as maybe additional liability, working cost claims, get the back injuries or something happened to the workers. Basically, in comparing this to two, the district crews would have to get the thing down for all the service replaced in about 2 months, where TJ Backhoe would be competitive with TJ Backhoe basically the low bid.
TLC.
Right. The low bid. And based on that and the production, staff feels that by contracting out, we get the project done quicker and as efficiently as maybe as the district crews would do. One thing about putting on, and TLC Backhoe suspect that if one crew, they could put in with about 6 to 10 services per day, depending on how fast they work, how many crews they get in here. There is an advantageous of getting done quickly because then you reduce the cost of a break.
You can do how many a day?
6 to 10.
Okay.
With one crew.
TLC has done work for us before,
haven't they? Yeah, they did the sanitation project, and,
right,
and they were greatly involved in replacing the services in Santa Maria. In fact, they were doing so efficiently, the Santa Maria superintendent started jumping on his crews. Why can't you guys replace the money that our contract? So,
I might also point out that the contract has been slightly modified from the one that was presented in your packet. I just wanted to go over a couple of quick ones. The major changes, paragraph 4,
you added paragraph 4?
No, the old paragraph 4 had payment for services.
Oh.
That paragraph was based on a concept of a one lump sum payment to the contract, and since we would anticipate this possibly going for 2 months or possibly going that long, we put in our standard incremental or installment type payment where basically states that the contractor would submit invoices and the invoices would be required to state the residence where the work was performed and the type of replacement, whether it be a single, a double, or in there, that we would hold 10%. That's the typical contract performance retention, and that there would be a methodology of acceptance. That's just a major change that we incorporated into the contract. And I might add that this was all accomplished through our latest modem transfer, so this is a thing where staff can put together a contract, actually send it directly into our computers at our office. We can modify it quickly and send it back, and they can have the contract here rather than going through the old fax and repeat punching it in. So.
Can we change things up in design?
Huh?
Yes.
You're talking about changing the water meters or something. I know you did some curb work there, and something has to be redone. Is it a plumbing problem or a paving problem?
Pipe problem.
Pipes.
Pipe problem.
Yeah, the service line from the main line to the meter box is failing.
Right.
So,
yeah, you're talking from the house valve all the way to the meter?
No, from the meter to the water line in the street.
Oh, right.
To the water line.
Oh, yeah, that's why they need the dashboard to pick it up and all that. Right. But then you're getting involved with, that's not a plumbing job. That's a water hook on track field.
Right.
How many houses are we talking about here?
150 to 160.
Yeah, for this work that's described here. Is it prudent for us to put a dollar amount in the resolution when we don't know close that's going to be?
What I'm suggesting is maybe use $50,000 to $30,000 because of the variance in the number of services and the type of services, and also this was not included the material that we have to acquire. We need to acquire maybe $10,000 to $15,000 worth of copper tubing and fittings.
Oh, that's not provided by the
No, we're providing the material.
And that was
temporary water service, like running hoses. You're going to have to deaden the line in order to do all this work.
Well, the contractor is fully aware of that, and the downtime is relatively short, hours, not days. And one thing, we talked to the contractor today, and the opposite is we'd come in, dig up the hole, and then patch it, and we'd come back with a full contract with a paving guy. He got the patch and replaced it with hot mix, and he suggested that he could probably do it at the same time and gave us probably a price. We have to negotiate a better price than what we could do coming back later. So the opposite is he'd come in and put in on a week basis, maybe replace 20, 30, 40 services per week. Friday, come back and patch them, case them, delineate them, and come in Friday and pave the street.
No problem with the sidewalk?
Not right now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just doing for
speaking of that,
hey, director.
Sandy did. Remember I jumped up in there about that a couple months ago? Somebody fixed the line out there on Sandy Dale, put a fire plug in.
At the corner, yeah.
And they put some kind of patch mix in it. Nobody ever went back and paved that. Is there some reason why they didn't go back and pave?
I talked to the county numerous times about that and everything else, and it's not part of the county system, so we can't force them to. And we haven't issued a will serve letter, and we will not issue one for
whatever. Well, that's individual then did that, or?
The one property owner at the corner. He split his property. Buckley.
I worry because it's kind of bumpy when you go across it.
Okay.
We have a contract, Mr. Buckley. We have to look at it directly.
There's no way we could make him do that?
We're going to take a look. I remember Mr. Buckler. He was about a year and a half ago. I think we had an agreement with him. I'll see if they included a repair provision.
Maybe we can hit him and put it on tax bill.
Okay, any other board questions, comments, or staff? Any public questions? Are there any TLC representatives here that want to add anything?
Okay. If it's going to change, I recommend that the 30,000 be changed to 50,000. It's just a monetary value which we will not spend unless we, all the expenses come back to the board, and it's a procedure aspect.
Have to look down at our accountants. Is that okay?
Well, it's not making sense to me. The bid is $30,000 and you want to change it to $50,000? Or somebody gives you a bid of $50,000,
no,
you want
what
to change
I mentioned,
it to $100,000? What are you talking about?
Like I mentioned, the bid came in based for on the number of different types of services and a dollar or a amount of each type of service.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure that the number of single services, dual services, and four services are going to be exactly what the bid was. There may be more single services which cost more than four services per service. And so there's going to be a variance of how much work is done. Over and above that, the district is supplying all the materials, which we estimate to cost something between $10,000 and $15,000. So the $30,000 plus or minus for the contract plus another $15,000 is about $45,000. So I'm just going up to $50,000 to be approved by the board to be expended out of reserve. Another way to do it is that each time the payment comes in, bring it to the board with a resolution approving those expenses extended by reserve. It's competition the same thing.
Just because you won't know the final bookwork and the ratios of single, duals, and quads
right.
until the person who did the work makes those records.
That's correct.
That's correct.
And so when you let the RFP, you just made a standardized
That's correct.
Spec.
But which is quite common because when you had these unknowns, you set something up and okay, everybody's doing the same thing. So you can make comparisons.
Right.
Does
that answer any questions?
I think we should go with the 3 minutes, don't we? I mean,
yeah.
I could only come in month or whatever.
And either way, I mean, this comes with all one time versus passing
it monthly. Because the more he does, the more he's going to get. That'll give him some kind of incentive to get it done. I mean,
yeah.
Well, we pay it monthly anyway.
Yeah.
We'd
be
approving it on a monthly basis.
And we have modified the contract request that he will state the. In his contract, mm-hmm. the location and the type of service that he's replacing, so that we will have that data to go along with.
And the cost of the asphalt patching and everything else to for that point sensor.
Well, that's pertinent. That's an additional cost of patching.
Yes, the addition will be doing the patching. Time. But like he said, he'd come in and he'd do it so we won't have an extra hiring somebody to go out and dig out the old patch and patch content. He do it all at one time, so there is a savings there.
So
there is some additional cost there.
Wouldn't that be an excess of 50?
Could be.
Well, I think the fee come in front of it.
Yeah.
Right out, we have to approve it.
GT, are you expect to recoup some of these expenses that we get lost in?
Well, I'm sure hoping.
FTLC is a great outfit. I mean, they need a bang-up job on conversation. They need work. I mean, you know, I can't see the range in the bidding. How can it go from 29,000 something to 121,000 for any work? It's just ridiculous. What are those guys trying to do?
They're from local.
You need money or...
He's got to drive that Mercedes-Benz all the way.
But did they standardize what they were bidding on? It looks like there's a problem with that.
Everybody got the same thing.
We're providing the pipe for all?
When it came back, somebody said that, well, we provide the pipes, and some said no, nothing like that.
Oh, yeah, that's
and is that variance?
How's
Ruth's
pipe?
$20,000
difference. Is it nobody's pipe? Yeah, I wouldn't take the low bidder and want to find out that.
Well, I would think TLC would have a pretty good idea of their own costs because they've been drained.
Oh, yeah. He's comfortable with it. He's comfortable with it.
He wants to work.
Well, they came in with that little bit on our project, too, and that was amazing, too. So.
Yeah, they were way there.
Apparently, they need money.
Right.
Are you looking for a motion?
Yeah, I think what's before us here is,
to approve resolution 95-567, approving the contract with the amendments suggested by staff.
I saw
one more quick question.
Yeah.
You said there's more single services than multiple services?
Don't know. We haven't tested.
Do you think that the single service fee is a little bit too high then? Or?
No.
Oh, okay.
See, the difference is you have to dig a hole.
Dig a hole and patch it.
Patch one.
Regardless.
Dig a hole and patch two with one hole.
Yeah, okay.
Dig a hole and patch four with one hole.
Okay.
That's the difference in.
Right.
I make a motion that we do the that we take the bid from PLC.
Currently, resolution.
Correct.
Okay, have a motion by Director Simon. Do I have a second? Okay. The resolution states, I'll read it in title, resolution of the Board of Directors in the Palm Community Services District approving the services of PLC backup. Motion by Director Simon, second by Mendoza. We need a roll call vote.
Director Simon?
Yes.
Mendoza?
Yes.
Blair?
Yes.
Irving?
Yes.
Yes. And, yeah, we should note that that included the $50,000 appropriation. Won't be spent if it's not needed. Okay. That's item number 7. Item number 8 is a public hearing on Ordinance 95-83. This is the second reading. Mr. Jones, did you have any introductory words?
At the last board meeting, the board introduced this ordinance, which adopts the Uniform Plumbing Code, the 1994 edition, which identifies fixture units. There are only, I think, two or three changes in there. They took out the mobile homes and put that separately and changed it from six fixture units to 10. And those are basically the minor changes. This brings the code up to current plumbing code, and therefore it be incorporated to the district code for determining the volume of equipment for the sewer and water fees.
That table that's proposed for adoption is had some effect on laundromats as well, right?
Yes.
It had something in it to change the DUEs to laundromats. Yes.
The Uniform Plumbing Code, that being regulated by the county, every time you take a permit out, the county inspector comes out and makes sure you've done it. What does that have to do with the formal? The formal doesn't regulate the construction. It's inspected from the county or in the city of San Luis Obispo. It is city inspectors, and it's the county. They're the ones who make the determinations about the code. It has nothing to do with the formal.
Well, we're looking at it from the standpoint of establishing commercial dwelling unit equivalent.
Right.
It's a standardized document.
I'm a plumbing contractor myself. I have to go by the Uniform Plumbing Code, right?
Right.
I don't come up to the former and ask the this, right? I have to go by the county dictates me and what the book says.
The site probably has more loose in this plan.
Right.
That's why my opinion, this is an irrelevant thing that should be discussed in this board right here.
Just a quick comment on that. The district, as everybody's aware, sets rates and capacity charges. That's part of our authority as a district. You're correct to the extent that we don't go in and regulate individual fixture plumbings inside residents. That is the county building department that does that. But the Uniform Plumbing Code does set the definitions for DUEs, dwelling unit equivalents, which is the foundation or the basis upon which we set our rates. And all we're doing here is adopting the 1994 DUE equivalents as established by the Uniform Plumbing Code for the purposes of the district setting its capacity charges. We're just updating.
We already have the 1988 or 84 code.
The thing is, it has nothing to do the way I see it, what you gentlemen are talking about, because you know everything is dictated by the county and by the Uniform Plumbing Code. Whatever you guys talk about, it's irrelevant. Really.
But the county doesn't establish our rate structure. We establish our rate structures. We're using that as simply a foundation, a tool by which we can estimate dwelling unit equivalences for commercial businesses like restaurants, laundromats, etc. It's a good starting place and it provides continuity.
The inspector
what we're trying to
do. They screw up on that, you know what I'm saying? If they look at the incorrect pipe size right there,
we're not inspectors. It has nothing to do with
the pipe. We're not inspecting the pipe.
Nothing to do with
it. If you have 3 toilets, you're going to pay a certain rate. If you have 2.5 toilets, you're going to pay a different rate. That's basically what we're talking about.
I don't see why you divided the discussion on that. Hey, this is my opinion, I'm sorry.
We're only discussing this because it's
it's the board business that has to be accomplished. If it doesn't make sense to you, it's because you're not well informed about this. And so we have to go through these steps.
If I have a contract out here in the Como, I have to do what the county problem. Yeah. Each city has a different code, a little bit different, you know.
But when you pay our fees, you have to do what we say. We're just talking about, you know, estimated fees for commercial businesses based on something that you can see as developed. If we found to be a good indicator. They've updated their tables a little bit, so we're adopting the tables. We're adopting the whole flow from A to Z and doing all the inspections. You know, we don't do that. Any other questions, comments from board members? I know we need to go to a public hearing, but...
Right. I would just make one more statement, that this is actually the second reading. This ordinance was introduced at the prior meeting, and this would be the public hearing to actually adopt the ordinance.
Okay. Since we already had a bit of a public hearing, but let me formally open up the public hearing. Allow any more opportunity for the public to make inputs. This is ordinance 95-83, and it's basically adopting a couple of tables from the UPC for the purpose of only calculating dwelling unit equivalents. We have this information in our current code. We're only making this change to become more current with what is now a 94 uniform plumbing code. We had a previous edition on the records before. Any questions or comments? This is a public hearing. I'm not hearing anything. Okay. Okay, well, let's close the public hearing then. Let's bring it back to the board. Anything else by board members or staff? Okay, do we have to have a vote to read the title again, or would right. that suffice at the last meeting?
No. The procedure here, if the board wishes, we could read the ordinance by title only, and that would have to be approved by a separate motion. Then there could be a motion to go ahead and approve the ordinance.
Okay, so if not the board, the public, with four pages of font 10 courier, turn on a motion that we read the ordinance 95-83 in title only.
I'll make a motion to read the ordinance in title only.
Okay. Motion by Director Kirby. So second. Second by Director Blair. All directors in favor of reading the title only say aye. Opposed? Okay, nobody's opposed. Mr. Sykes.
This is ordinance number 95-83, an ordinance in the Como Community Service District amending Exhibit C to Chapter 4.12 of the Como Community Service District Code to adopt Tables 6-3 and 6-5 of the 1994 edition of the Uniform Plumbing Code for the purpose of calculating dwelling unit equivalents, DUEs.
Exciting stuff. Okay, now we're looking at a motion to approve the second reading and adopt the ordinance.
I make a motion we approve the second reading and adopt ordinance number 95-83.
Okay, I have a motion by Director Fairbanks. I have a second. And a second by Director Blair. May we have a roll call vote, please?
Director
Fairbanks?
Yes.
Director
Blair?
Yes.
Simon?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, ordinance 95-83 passed unanimously. Item number 9 is regarding a cancellation of a future board meeting. Mr. Jones.
Yeah. Mr. President, at the last year or two, the board has canceled the second meeting in December due to the holiday season. Staff does not see any major pending items coming forward, and we've got to be careful to the first meeting of the next year, which will be January 3rd, 1996. The only pending item is the CCWA right-of-way easement through the sewer treatment plant, and if that had to be acted on before the end of the year, a special meeting would be called. But hopefully, we could carry this thing over to the January 3rd meeting.
Does this qualify as a government shutdown?
for federal reimbursement. Any board comments? Any problems with canceling the meeting on the 20th?
Great idea.
Certainly. I was thinking about that yesterday or the day before. Any public questions or comments? Okay. Yeah, we have them the first and third Wednesday of the month generally, but the third Wednesday for December is looking like it's not going to happen. If we've all discussed it enough, I'll have anyone want to
make a motion that we don't let it happen.
Okay. And that would be a cancellation of the December 20th meeting.
Correct.
Right? Okay. Do I have a second for canceling the December 20th meeting?
Yeah, I'll second.
And a second by Director Blair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Nobody's opposed. So our first meeting will be in January, the next meeting will be in January of 96. Financial report. Item number 10 is approval of warrants. Mr. Jones, anything you need to tell us, or Lisa, or Donna?
Just two items I make the board aware of. The State Department of Health Services and the State Water Resources Control Board. These are annual fees for operating our system. They charge a certain fee for each well site on the health services and the wastewater facilities, which we have, the main plant and the Montecito Berry 2, and any separate discharge department we have, they charge the associated fees.
Does that include sampling of some type?
No, these are straight annual fees that we pay directly to the agency.
So we have a well, so we pay. Okay. Nice to point that out. Any board questions or comments? Anyone want to know what kind of bills you have this month? Any questions or comments out there? $30,000 PPE bill. $4,000. Okay.
$30,000
bill,
that's for the power as far as lighting and all that?
Electrical for water valves and
water
system building right here. No. For the water system, it's not this building. But, water system. Yeah, water is. Water
if you need power,
I guess. Right.
Alternative energy.
You taking
consideration
as far as
saving?
We tried down the natural gas, as we talked a little bit about this with the last meeting. But we ran our head against the wall because we got some. The people that lived next to where we were thinking about putting in this natural gas here were concerned about the noise. And they showed up at several meetings and decided to put that off a little while.
Unless they put in the soundproof type structure, the only way to get around that.
We talked about that too, and then still we had emissions concerns and problems. Okay, Chair, I'll entertain a motion that we approve the warrants as presented. Okay, let's
approve
this. Hold those checks. Okay, a motion by Director Simon. Do I have a second? And a second by Director Mendoza. All those in favor of approving the warrant, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay, nobody's opposed. Item number 11 is the manager's report. Mr. Jones?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we have an item in the budget to buy protection and the painting of one of the twin reservoirs. Staff went out and inspected the interior of the tank, and the coating seems to be adequate to last for a number of other years, but the tank does not have cathodic protection, and so we're going to go out and request cathodic protection to be installed in that one single tank at the Dana Foothill area.
Hmm.
Yeah, two tanks up there. One is cathodic protection, the other isn't.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought we had it. Just in one tank.
Right. By adding the cathodic protection, it will preserve the integrity of the steel tank, even though the coating starts to.
And it hasn't been budgeted for.
Right. The small claims case between CISO and NTSD, the judge ruled in favor of dismissed the case against NTSD and dismissed the item against the other two defendants.
Okay.
remind the council, the board, that Doug now, lawyer Doug now, is perfect 2-0 on small claims.
What? Is it 3-0?
3-0, is that what it is?
3-0.
And then there was a recent article in the Wall Street Journal about the carbon aerogel where Lawrence Livermore Lab has developed this product, and it's now in the commercial market. Aerojet General has gotten a contract, I guess, or a license to manufacture the thing. Where Aerojet General, the Lawrence Livermore Lab, when it first came out with the product, it cost about $5,500 a square foot. Aerojet General basically papered it out, figured it cost about $19-$20 a square foot. When they actually got in operation, it cost about $40 a square foot. Hopefully to try and get down to about $1 per foot, which will make it very advantageous for certain applications.
Yes, it's still only been tested with certain classes of ions and those types of tests, or have they actually tried wastewater and stuff?
They tried, seawater. They tried ocean water, and it worked in the lab of purifying ocean water. And the thing is, it's in the capitalist aspect now and moving forward, and where there's a will and a way and there's a profit, they'll come up with a way of getting the prices down to make a buck.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've seen this. There was a demonstration on the TV program of Beyond 2000. And the guy took one square cube of this stuff and he set it in a glass container and took a feather and let go both of them. The feather just fell down the bottom and the thing almost levitated. He took a quarter-inch piece of foam, laid on his hand, took a floor coat and just held there, and no heat got through it. And one cubic inch had the surface area of a football field.
Let me guess. You've got a pile of snake oil in your closet.
And what's most interesting is that in the environmental aspect, he took this little cube, squished it down to a small piece, and ate it.
We're not mandating the district resident keep this stuff.
No. But, it's an interesting new thing. The new technology is coming forth, and this is just an interesting stage. We're trying to keep the board safe with that aspect of it.
All right.
That's all I have, Mr. President.
Any board questions? Mr. Jones? Any public questions?
Yeah, Mr.
Okay, Mr. Jones, tell us about the pipe.
We're going to director's comments. Oh, wait. That's it. Okay.
This was an installation at the summit station. We went from here to here without all our apparatus in between.
That was Julie Lane.
Yeah. Well, we don't identify the product.
Summit station.
It was one of the people at summit station, and somewhere along the line, they came in, and they must have gone down to the pipe and turned the carp off to put this in, and serving their property. It came about when when the receivership and the rooster wanted to put a meter on. The operator went out there and was leaking over and dropped down and saw the situation. But the house was, where it went to, was basically a ramshack. The people salvaged everything by even pulling the wires out of the house to salvage that.
Just run for it.
So, anyway, all the fees associated with repairing everything else has been sent to appropriate person.
Okay. We're on to item number 12 then. That's all we have with the manager's report. Item number 12 is director's comments. Directors, have anything you want to add?
When we are requested to make a transfer from the reserve, I think it's kind of irresponsible on our part to do that without looking at what we have and where we are. I would like to see, a balance at the beginning of the year, which we have with our financial statements, along with the transfers we made in the incoming, what is going into reserve.
This comes up in the quarter, next quarter report will show this.
Well, I understand that, but in between times, like tonight, you're asking for a transfer from reserves of $50,000. I hope we have $50,000 there. I know we do. I understand that. But I'm just saying that on a responsible basis, we should be looking at the balance and what we have transferred and where we stand at that point in time.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. you know, I don't know if the board realizes, but this has gone on in the past, and the board has never performed legally. The board has to appropriate funds from reserve to make expenditures.
Right.
The board's not done in the past. Yeah.
I don't care about the past. No.
Well, that's right. That's why we're doing it now.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Are you
talking
about county revenue now?
No, district funds.
We're
a special district.
I'm just talking about our savings account. When we transfer money out of our savings account, basically, I mean, that's the overall words. I want to know what we have in the savings to transfer it out.
Old balance,
new
balance.
My question is, where do you guys get the money from to operate this?
Are you hooked onto our water system?
From the county, from the county government?
No.
No.
Just talk.
Collect the money and distribute it to Ocean and all the different.
They don't get anything from the county.
The guys get the money to be a tax.
It's
property owner tax pay, right?
No, not anymore. We don't.
We're probably going away. Connection fees. We're an enterprise operation, so it's basically based on fees.
Connection fees, system fees. Meter fees, water rates.
But they pay that to the county in San Luis Obispo, not the county.
We transitioned to the public comment period. Public comment.
I think most citizens probably here don't know about it.
Especially this, very similar to the city.
But it's not incorporated.
No. But it has similar powers.
Is there a corporation down the road as far as...
That's up to the people.
Depends on the populace, minimum population of 20,000 maybe?
No, there's no population. Sometimes you want to come in and I can explain all that.
Okay, well, that's a good idea. Thank you.
Any other public comments? We moved on to item number 13. Public comments, questions?
Water.
Yes. Yes, gentlemen.
Yes, yeah, sure. What is the name?
Please state your name.
My name is Frank Tom.
Okay.
And I'm going to come to you. What does it take to become a board member, and how long is the term?
You just have to be a district resident. We have 4-year terms. Last time around, we had a couple of 2-year terms because we're trying to get back on a staggering schedule whereby 3 directors come up in 1 even year and the other 2 come up 2 years later. That way we don't have 5 out and 5 in sometimes. But you stay on for 4 years if you're a district resident, you can... You can apply to be a board member.
It's by election.
So public election.
Yeah, we have a public election like any city council member.
It's
fucking little sign, right?
County government elections office up there, they can provide you with information on it.
When is the next election?
May 6th.
November 96th.
I'm coming up, and then who else? Bob.
And normally with the...
There's no term limit from the standpoint of repeating. You know. The length of one term is 4 years. There are no term limits in the way.
Oh, so the next one will be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the board normally announces when the openings are and the filing times and dates.
Right.
And we'll have all that information. Thank you.
Yes.
Getting back to the water situation, have you gentlemen or ladies had any chance to make any contact as far as somebody that has some kind of authority over as far as getting water or something? I talked to State Senator and he just gave me a real study after. I mean,
we haven't identified a singular supplemental water source yet. We're keeping abreast of this aerogel technology, reverse osmosis systems. But as we said, you know, earlier, technically state water is no longer an issue. That was offered to us a couple of years back, and that was not approved by the voters. So when you hear us talking about a turnout for the state water system, we're talking about it in terms of using the turnout just as a conveyance, as a conduit of getting water from another source, not feather dam, state water, related to coastal aqueduct water. Or valve.
Well, yeah, valve, same thing. I'm just saying for emergency, like we've got unpredictable weather right now, you know?
Right.
And the part of the Como down here, the easterly part, the northeast part, is very
unpredictable as far as
we all agree that some form of supplemental water would be excellent for the care for right now, for emergency purposes and for the future, you know, supplement the growth is obviously going to happen.
But that's it right now.
We have some studies done. We've got information on our books. Brooklyn Edmonton did some studies. We've had a water master plan that was recently completed by Boyle Engineering. We have a lot of data. We haven't done nothing, but to say that we've identified an exact method of acquiring the supplemental water.
That's not correct. What's funny about this poem was to sit right between Lopez and Crystal Reservoir.
Right.
I mean, they both have water, so they're sitting right high and dry, right in the middle. Okay, that's all I have to say to
them.
It seems like a lost cause at this point.
Right? Well, that's a good comment, and it's first and foremost on our minds, probably. Probably the thing we talk and think about the most. It'll come up repeatedly.
Can we pass by director's comments?
No, you can still do some. Yeah, we went by it, but go ahead.
Well, the only thing is this article that, you know, somebody responded to my article, and it goes along with what you're saying. Technically, right now, we don't need a turnout. We hope to have all the water we need, but why we want the turnoff is, like it says, an emergency. If there's an, that's why we want the turnoff, at least why I was pushing for the turnoff. If we have an emergency, we need to get at it. And the thing is, we don't have the turnoff, although we could probably get a turnoff somewhere if we really needed it. And this article says about state water, we tapping into state water. We're not tapping into state water. What we want to look for is supplemental water. And supplemental water is available. Shandon wants to sell their water. Oceano, I think, maybe want to sell some water. There's water out there if we want it. We don't really need it right now. All we're looking for is...
cheaper than once the thing is live, because how you going to, I mean, there's ways of tapping into it, they have machines.
And we don't really need the, like it says here, full service, we don't really need a full service turnoff. All we want is a tap in there so we don't have to go back and hot tap it. That, right, Doug? What do you call that?
Yeah, I mean, but right now we're looking at that aspect because the project will probably finish up maybe next November and online, very part of it.
Because just a service tap will cost us, what, $7,000, something like that? Or a full service thing could cost us $35,000 or
$75,000. I think that would be a good investment as far as
sales. Well, we're trying on it, but we've got a lot of opposition in San Luis Obispo, and that's where it's coming from. And
we talked about that a little bit at the last meeting. We basically agreed. I don't recall if we had any such motion on it, but I'm sure we did. We acknowledge that we can't get on the next formal election, the general election, for consideration of this emergency.
The March 1
turnout. Okay. And we evaluated the approximate cost of a mail ballot to be done on the ground, and it was somewhere over $7,000, $7,000 to $8,000. And we surmised that the difference in a tap at this time with no water flow and the difference it costs doing that in a hot tap with water in the pipe is probably not going to make up the difference in a mail ballot election cost. So we're really not forced, you know, to get that thing in here right now. We would probably need to pay for a special election to get that turnout. You know, if for nothing else, then
in other words, the emergency
have to make it 100% on the up and up.
Emergency funds can't do without the populace, right? Approval. Is that what you're saying?
That's what the county is saying.
Actually, I believe the opposite, but we feel that the environment at the county supervisor level and the perception of the public at this point is such that we would require a vote.
Yeah.
At least I feel that way. I shouldn't say we, I'm sorry. I feel that way.
The rest of you folks feel that way about it?
Well, let me make a comment on this election thing, too, because this article has said we've had two elections, and we have. And why are we asking for a third election? Napomo comprises somewhere around 60,000 to 80,000 acres, I think, 4th District.
Pretty good size.
Okay. When the two elections that they had were done, it was only about 2,500 acres. That's what the district was then, right? Around 2,500 acres. Because since then, we've added 1,500 acres, 400 some acres or 500 acres in Black Lake, and 840 acres out in Summit Station, which means the voting base is bigger now. And if people were going to vote on this thing, I would like to see all of Napoleon. I don't think we can get away with that, but because of the way the district's laid out. But I would like to see the whole 4th district vote on this thing, because that's more representative. And that's why we're asking for another vote, not because we're trying to circumvent the past two votes. We're trying to get a more representative cross-section of all the people in the poem, because the people that live out there on the Mesa, this is going to affect, it's going to affect the whole, all in the poem. So I think all in the poem should vote on it. And this article says, I'm not upfront about the vote. Well, I just want to get more people to vote, that's all. And I think it's more representative.
Plus, too, the issue is different now.
Yeah, that's true.
Participation in the state water project and approval of all the capital improvements that went along with that. And this is, we're talking emergency turnout. So it's a completely different.
It's altogether a different thing.
Deal. It's hard to separate those two out there with the voters, but I see it as two different things.
In other words, maybe it wasn't clarified enough in the last election that it was just for an emergency type deal, or...
Well, it wasn't then. It was participation in the project at that point. Not just emergency.
Two different things right here.
This is altogether a different thing.
Yeah, that's just why it was so doubtful among the populace, probably, right?
That's the point. Yeah.
Yes?
I was at a meeting
of
the
Public Safety
Conference, and they are interested in asking
I haven't forgotten about that. December 20th, right up.
The panels of the board have seen our new door hangers. They're very bright. We try to make them very intimidating. They're the shutoff notice, and this one came from the Black Lake area, Golf Course Drive, and on the back of it where it says comments, there's a list here. It says soup, Clorox, Pepsi, dry shampoo, toothpaste, hand cream. Very intimidating.
Well, you should have left a little space there, you know, and a few lines so they could do that. All honesty. Speaking of Black Lake, though, I had a subject that I wanted to find out about, and now I forget what it was. But it's a very important one, and when I remember, I'll bring it to your attention.
All right.
You have my support. Next year.
Yeah. Can you put that in the form of a motion? Okay, so we've had our director's comments. Public comment period is closed. I don't think there's anyone else out there. All right, we apparently need to go to a closed session. This is going to be, of course, some litigation.
Right.
Litigation, Mr. Seitz.
Yes, board be going into closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 and Parens B to discuss some exposure to litigation, and there's one case.
Okay, that ends part of the meeting. Thank you for coming tonight. Nice seeing you.
Congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Dark blue. Last name is Kershaw, I think. The one that was in the back there?
That's breakfast.
These are five different copies?
Toby.
His first name is Toby. Oh, you're talking about Byron Briley?
Yeah.
No, Byron Bradley was here, but I think of the guy with the brown hair and the mustache that was sitting next to the lady. His first name is Toby, and I can't think of his last name.
Yeah, I got that.
And I think he's probably going to be somehow involved in the 747. He might be.
Oh, okay.
I'll think of his last name. They gave it to you in your pocket.
And that was his wife, you know. Just left.
They ain't all that wrong.